Bonjour, okay. Monsieur Perret. Bonjour, how are you today?
Bonjour, mon ami. Bonjour, monsieur Countryman. Comment allez-vous?
Ah, très bien, merci.
Oh.
Et vous?
Oh, you speak French?
No, no, no.
You will speak English?
That's
I'm
just
okay.
Schoolboy French. That's all I speak, about four words.
Yes. Yes.
So, Jean-Jacques, you are in Evian, France. And
yes.
I am speaking from Everett, Washington.
Yeah, it's a long way.
Oh, a very long distance. And you know, we're doing this through the courtesy of our good friends at Skype.
Yes, bonjour, Monsieur Skype. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup. And today we have a good connection, so we hope to have a nice conversation, a nice podcast about our new upcoming CD.
Oh, yes, a new upcoming CD. It will come in September, I think.
September of 2008. It will be out on Oglio Records. I think it's pronounced Oglio Records. I'm just learning how to say
Oglio Records, yes.
Our own record company. I'm mispronouncing it all the time. And the name of our new CD is called Destination Space.
That's a good title, don't you think so?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we had so much fun on our last album. It was kind of a crazy cartoon album, The Happy Electropop Music Machine. Remember how we were in the studio and we were talking about, let's do something a little different for the next CD. Remember that?
Yeah. So it's mostly now a science fiction CD. And also, of course, spy music CD.
And we have several spy rock tunes.
Yes, and also some melodies, some romanticism. Mm-hmm. So it's a three-way CD. And also for the kids, don't forget the kids, because they will love certain songs. Yeah.
Yep, because we had to put some of the traditional Jean-Jacques Perret style crazy crazy kid music too. So I think it's a nice blend. So Jean-Jacques, the first song is the Destination Space tune on our new CD, and that's a very futuristic kind of, almost has a Western kind of a feel to it, like cowboys riding through space. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes, yes.
Kind of like a science fiction spaghetti Western. That's what it reminds me of.
But okay.
That was a lot of fun, and we had great fun with our drummer, Rick Bowen. He really made that song come alive, I think.
Oh, yes. This guy is very talented.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we listen to a little bit of the song Destination Space right now?
Okay.
All right, here it comes. That was Destination Space. Another fun song we have on the CD is another idea that you came up with, The Mysterious Mr. Him. It combines electronic music and big band music.
Yeah, real instruments, real horns, real saxophones, real flutes, etc. Of course, a real drum.
I think it's very surprising, because you hear the electronic instruments, and then all of a sudden here comes a big band. And then, thanks to our friend Michael Andrew and the Atomic Big Band in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes right back into electronic crazy synthesizer stuff, and it works very well. It segues nicely. That's a great one. And it reminds me of kind of a Henry Mancini kind of mysterious spy thing or something. So why don't we play that for the people? Let's play a little bit of The Mysterious Mr. Him.
Yes.
Hello.
right. So that was the Mysterious Mr. Him. We also have a tune on the CD, kind of a science fiction idea, I guess, The Funky Little Space Girl.
Yeah, and it is a fun, very fun song.
On our last CD, we wanted to do a disco tune, kind of a disco techno tune. And this time we talked about doing a funk tune. That was a style that I don't think I ever tried before. Did you ever try the funk style before?
I never tried it.
Well, I think we did it, and we did it with the help of some good friends. And that's a very funky tune, and we made it like a futuristic dance tune for space girls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. That's the word.
Yeah. So let's listen to a little bit of The Funky Little Space Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it comes out of the dance, the Funky Little Space Girl dance tune, and goes right into a soft ballad on our CD, a tune called Rhapsody.
Yes, Rhapsody is a wonderful melody you compose, and you dedicated to your lovely wife, Trisha.
That's right.
So, and she's singing in this, she's singing.
She sings a small little part where you hear the woman's voice. That's not a synthesizer. That's a real woman. And
yes.
I remember that I wrote that tune during our recording sessions when I think you were getting ready to go somewhere. Mm. I was just playing the piano, and you came out and you said, "What is that?" And I go, "I don't know. I was just making something up." But I thought it would be nice to dedicate it to my wife, Trisha.
Yes.
She's been so supportive for me.
And she deserves it a lot.
Oh, yeah. So that's a kind of a quiet moment on our CD. Our CD can be crazy at times, but it has a few moments where it gets quiet. And let's just listen to a small section of Rhapsody, okay?
Okay, mon ami.
All right. All right, and now the next tune was an idea of yours, I remember. It was one of the first ideas for the CD, and that is The Girl from Berlin.
Yes, The Girl from Berlin. You know who is The Girl from Berlin?
I was wondering who that is.
Her name is The Girl from Berlin.
Oh, it's a secret. That's, It must be a secret.
It's a big secret.
Okay. Well, I like the song a lot. It sounds kind of like gypsy music, German music.
Gypsy, German. Yeah.
A little bit of even Jewish.
Jewish also, yes. And I think it's a good tune. It's a good tune. Very romantic, a little bit sad, but romantic. Okay?
You know, it's the kind of tune that you wouldn't expect on a Jean-Jacques Perret production, because it's not the crazy style with all the weird noises and stuff.
No, but you know, we cannot only do crazy things. Sometimes we have to make some melodic song and a little bit romantic.
Yep.
I think in souvenir of good days.
It works really well on the CD. So let's listen to The Girl from Berlin. Here it comes.
Yeah.
All right, so you know, Jean-Jacques, that's a great song. I love it. And we have so many songs on our CD, we don't have time to play them all today. But we did talk a little bit about playing our Glenn Miller tribute song that we have on this CD. It's called Little Brown Moog.
Yes, and that proves that we can do music of the 50s.
I think it's the 40s, really.
Or even the 40s, with a brand new electronic instrument.
Yeah.
It sounds something else, but it sounds good.
It was very fun, I think. Don't you agree, to do the big band style with the synthesizers?
Yes, yes.
It makes it sound like a futuristic big band to me.
That could be, you see, it could be futuristic. Yeah.
And in the song we have several little winks at Glenn Miller, because there's several little tiny pieces of his hit tunes. So let's just listen to a little bit of the Little Brown Moog.
Yes. You are a fan of Glenn Miller, and I am
fan. In fact,
too.
You know what? I used to buy Glenn Miller records when I was in high school back in the 70s, mm-hmm. and everybody thought I was crazy. Because I was just a teenager listening to all this old music.
Yeah, you see, now it comes back. The mood is coming back.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to The Little Brown Moog.
Yes.
So that was The Little Brown Moog. And we have some other goofy songs, but we also have A Quiet Moment that comes around again, and that was one of your great songs that you wrote with your good friend Gilbert Sigrist, you say?
Gilbert Sigrist.
Tell us about the song.
The story is that I met Gilbert Sigrist in the year 60s when he came to conduct the orchestra of Gilbert Bécaud, a French crooner who wrote many well-known songs like Et maintenant, que vais-je faire? Well, it has made this song has been heard all over the world.
Yeah, in America we know that song as What Now, My Love.
What Now, My Love, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was a great song. Mm-hmm. And Gilbert Sigrist and Gilbert Bécaud had very huge success mm-hmm. on stage with all the repertoire of Gilbert Bécaud. And Gilbert came to my studio and we met there the first time at the beginning of the 60s when he came with Gilbert Bécaud for doing shows. And he came back after, and suddenly I told him, why don't we write a song together? Oh, he said, yes, I would like to. And what do you suggest? So we exchanged some ideas, and we composed a song, very sweet and gentle song, that he dedicated to his granddaughter, who is called Mary, but the French Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and I dedicated on my side to my beloved daughter Patricia, who happens now to be our manager.
That's right. She's doing a great job for us.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. And so we wrote this song, but we did not have time to record it. And then what happened is that this song, were written in the 60s, is now coming to life thanks to you, thanks to Gilbert, and dedicated to our people, as I say, our families.
Yeah. We figured out it's been unrecorded for 42 years. That's
yes,
a long time.
Yes, a long time.
But it sounds really nice. It's a beautiful song. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very very romantic. It almost makes you want to cry. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. Yes,
that's
right.
We've got to play a little bit of that tune for these people.
Okay, don't cry, baby.
Okay, let's listen to Pour l'amour de toi. That's beautiful. I love it.
And I love it.
That's great.
Me too.
You know, actually, when my wife, Tricia, heard it the very first time, she did cry.
Yes.
I'll never forget that.
Don't forget that when Patricia came to Everett, she heard it and she also cried.
I do remember that. Yes, she did. Well, it definitely it touches the emotions.
Yes.
And now, on getting back to our CD, Destination Space, the very next song. The very next song is the song we talked about, called "Beyond the Milky Way."
Yes. By the way, it is the last song of the record.
That's right.
Because it is the part of Noah was singing in his starship when he was going to the space. To the other planet to find a planet for the human beings. And he's singing his melody, he's singing his song, and he explained everything in this song.
That's right. Interesting, because I think it's the first time on a Jean-Jacques Perret CD that there actually have been lyrics where somebody sings a lyric, because usually you would have only instrumental music or having a woman just going, ah, but no actual words. Mm. So this is something new and different.
It is a new strategy, because that is not a human voice.
That is
an android voice made by the synthesizer.
By the computer, yeah. Because, you know, it would be too easy just to bring a singer in, but we had to find a way to use the computer and synthesizer technology. So we synthesized a android voice. And as a matter of fact, all the harmonies that we put on there are computerized too. So there's no human singing on this. And I think it gives it kind of an eerie, almost spooky kind of feel to it, because it's artificial, you know. But it has a very good message for the future generations.
I think so, because we must stop now to pollute the planet, because in a few years, even 25, 30 years coming, we will have surprises for the pollution of the planet. We are going to destroy our the inheritance of our children. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I hope it will not happen, but that could happen with, you know, the man is completely stupid, to pollute, to fight, to destroy. Instead of that, the man should try to understand that it is not with violence that we can make the new world coming. So it's time now to realize that we have to stop polluting planet and to stop fighting with completely crazy wars. Yeah. And it is a message of hope, a message of love, and not a message of violence.
Right. Well, since we've talked so much about it, why don't we just play a little bit of Beyond the Milky Way so that people can understand what we're talking about. So here it comes, Beyond the Milky Way.
Where are the graces I left behind? The innocent faces of the children of mankind. The planet Earth is just a distant memory, so I search for the open skies. Size and height are dim.
So Jean-Jacques, that is a little sampling of our new CD on Olio Records, Destination Space. We didn't play every song, but we played some of the favorites of ours, but all of them are good. And there's 18 songs in total. And we hope everybody has enjoyed this podcast, right?
Yeah.
And we also want to say thank you to our PR guy.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Oh, he's fantastic.
Craig Malone. Craig Malone at Hands On PR in Los Angeles. Thanks so much to Carl Capriolio of Olio Records. And also Mark Copeland. He's his right-hand man. And all of our friends, and we hope to see everybody come to our shows. We're planning shows in September and maybe October. Well, Jean-Jacques, I think we had a good chat about the new CD. It's probably time to say goodbye, au revoir.
Au revoir for today, and au revoir to all our friends. Enjoy the new CD we made in 2008.
Available on iTunes and also on Amazon.com and so many places on the internet.
Yeah.
And also in stores too. You can find it in stores as well.
So always all over our site.
Yeah, and don't forget to check our new MySpace out. And I will put a link to the MySpace right underneath the link to this podcast, so they can hear at least 3 full songs from our new CD. So I think we've plugged the CD quite enough, I think. It's time to say goodbye and auf Wiedersehen. And Jean-Jacques, have a fantastic day and week over there in France.
And thank you, Nana.
You're welcome. And I hope to see you very soon in person.
Yeah, I think we should think to make a third CD within 2 years, in 2010, for instance.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. It's a deal.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Okay, mon ami.
All right.
So bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
And as I always say, please don't forget to be happy. Please keep smiling. And bye-bye all. Bye-bye, Dana.
Bye-bye.
And see you soon.
All right.
Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
Tout à l'heure.
Goodbye. Tout à l'heure.